Good evening, everyone. I'm Ella Bolton, and welcome back to this week's Top 10. So this is a recap for listeners. Why are you looking at me like... In all context, I'm here again with my friend Zyla, who cannot say hi because she doesn't want to say hi. She hates me. But if you ever hear me laugh from time to time again, that's why. I am not reading that on... I am not reading that on the radio station. She wants me to read this, like, going meme as of currently, where it says, "Take them home, Clav. Please, show them a good time." If you know what that refers to, well, I feel sorry for you. So if you ever look up those things online, it'll come up as clavicular, so have fun with that. So, back to the beginning. Good evening, everyone. I'm Ella Bolton, and welcome back to this week's Top 10. Every Monday, I have a Top 10 countdown of the week, and every Wednesday, I do a repeat. So for people that couldn't listen in, or just want to get a repeat of the Top 10 songs of that week, normally I play jazz, sad songs, and slower types of beats. If you like that, let's get into it. Also, I tend to have someone on the show sometimes, my friend Zyla, we talk, and our topics can obviously be different on Wednesday. It's not just a repeat of a recording of the Monday show. These aren't recordings. I come into the studio every Monday and Wednesday. So again, if you like that, please, I'm thankful for all my listeners. So tonight, we're counting down 10 unforgettable tracks spanning funk, city pop, and indie reflection. Whether you're driving home or winding down, this set has something for every mood. Let's get started. So, at number 10, we have Talking in Your Sleep with the Romantics. It's 1983, and the Romantics hit the US charts with Talking in Your Sleep, peaking at number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100. A new wave gem filled with irresistible hooks, this song captures longing and late-night intrigue. Without further ado, take it away, Romantics. We're back now, and we're heading into, number, 9. So, at number 9, why are you laughing? I know, the music's trash. Here's the thing, the background music is absolutely horrendous, but I just hated there being nothing in the background, because it just felt like I was talking in outer space. I can't, it has to be copyright free. So I can't have copyright music. So this is the only thing. So yeah, I wish that I could say what music's in the background and it be copywritten and then I could talk, but we're not allowed to do that. So this is the only music I could find that is the least 2018 sounding weird. You can talk if you want. Hold on. I'll put you up. Can I hear you?
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly. Okay, that's good because I didn't actually know. Let me turn this music off. But how are you doing, Zyla?
Tired.
You're
as
tired?
Because I'm always here after 10 p.m.
Because you're always here after 10 p.m. So am I. Welcome to the club, bro.
You have class 2 days a week? I have class 5 days a week.
I have class 4 days a week.
Online class does not count.
Yes, it does.
No.
Because I spend like 2 hours on notes.
That's nerd.
That's nerd behavior.
Nerd
I count it as a class because I have to study for it. And like I have tests and everything.
Nerd alert.
I know, I'm a nerd, guys. I'm a nerd. But then on my 2 days a week, I have like 4 classes back to back to back to back.
You did that to yourself, queen.
I know, I like it, though. I really like getting it over with. My midterm tomorrow ain't ready for me, bro. It ain't ready
no,
for me.
You know who isn't ready for you? Clav.
Oh, Clav, take them home, Clav. Oh my God, that meme pisses me off.
You're the one who showed it to me.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. I look at it every once in a while. I know I said it pisses me off, but it is amazing. Like I look at it every once in a while when I'm depressed because it makes me realize life could always be worse. Like, I'm not even going to lie. Like, I wish Clavicular could come down for St. Patrick's Day, bro. Like, in all honesty, it would really just set the mood.
I DM'd Adam Killa and asked him to come down. He did not respond. I was heartbroken, to say the least.
I should tell him, what should I? I could always go into Clavicular's DMs and be like, you're going to get mocked if you don't come to St. Patrick's Day. Come on.
I swear if I see City Boy JJ, he's getting
whooped. Getting whooped.
He's so annoying.
He's so annoying. I'm sorry for any City Boy JJ fans out there, but don't, please do not piss me off right now.
He's some hot boy. Hot trash.
We didn't even know who he was. Yes. When we were walking through the crowd, you were like, who the f is that?
Yeah. And he thinks he's hot. Maybe hot garbage sitting out in the sun for 10 hours. Yes.
Bro, why do I feel like you'd be City Boy JJ if you were a man?
Though? Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, I'd be cringe as fuck.
I actually can. I don't know who I'd be if I was a male influencer.
James Charles.
No, he's so problematic. James Charles had that whole pedophile allegation something.
Okay, what's his name?
Let's not do that, people.
Jake Paul.
He's even worse. I love when you're like from worse to worse, man. Yes. Hell no. What was it, Logan Paul with the dead body?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. I bet you that wasn't even real. In all honesty. What?
Do you want to get canceled?
No, I mean, I bet you the dead body wasn't real. I bet you they just did that for clicks, but I'm not actually sure. I haven't actually done my research on it. It might have been. I'm not sure. Don't want to get canceled. I wasn't there. I'm not the dead body. Like, the hell?
Not what? Yet, you aren't.
Oh, yo. Yeah, I'm going to get, like, Logan Paul's going to come for me.
Yes, and he so is Clav.
Oh, I don't care. Clav, what's he got on me? He's already so problematic as it is. Well, my philosophy prof read that in front of, like, the class, the clavicular tweet, bro. Yeah, it was already cooked from there. Now let me look up questions to ask you.
Okay.
To ask you.
No. I asked the questions today.
Okay. And it has to be appropriate, dude. You can't ask me something freaking offside because
I wasn't going to. You just gave me the idea, but yeah, I'm not going to do that.
The hell?
Some things remain between us.
What the hell? So ask me the question then.
Wait, my brain's low-key like fried as fuck. So, how's your relationship life going, huh?
Okay, you can go suck a fatty, bro.
Been there, done that. Nothing new.
How's my relationship life going?
Yeah.
How am I? What was I gonna say? I sound so like off right now. How are my demons? Is what it is. There is nothing in my relationship life right now. Please.
I mean, dude, you got no one else to fuck. Might as well fuck your demons. You know.
Are you nuts right now?
Yes.
No, my relationship life, trash. Let's be so serious. I like entertaining. Here's the thing. I want nothing to do with a guy unless he's whack. Like, let's be honest. Unless he's a freaking weirdo, I want nothing to do with him. Like, he has to have something off, and then I'll like it. Like, he has to be a straight weirdo. Like, for example, you know every guy I've ever had an interest in is always kind of off. And I like it. I like it like that, bro. I
foot
do.
Up on the walls.
Oh, stop! I can't. Stop, bro.
If you're a certified ego.
What? If you're a certified ego, guys.
If you're a certified weirdo, hit up Ella at.
Oh, hell nah.
She's single. And she likes them weird.
Oh, no, but dead ass.
Weird and horny. She's
No. That is the... buddy, I told you, keep it PG, you weirdo. No. In all honesty, when I say weird, though, what I mean is interesting. Like, I like when a guy is interesting. Like, I don't want to be bored. You know what I mean?
So you Because like,
I'm a weirdo. I'm a weirdo. I gotta like weirdos.
Well... my boyfriend
the
is
Tweety
also.
Bird shirt is really
oh stop. Don't, as you would say, don't piss me off, cringe. And he's not listening.
Her boyfriend
today.
Wore a Tweety Bird shirt.
Chopped shit, bruh. Chopped. Like, okay, I get that I'm also chopped, but
no,
damn,
not what the hell,
damn, that really took it to another level.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay so let me see. What I can ask you. So,
You're not playing Everyday Bro in the background?
Oh, yeah. Or all I do is win, 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 no matter what.
No.
Got money.
Yeah. Patty cake with no hands. Out here in this club making wedding plans.
If I take a picture oh while God. You do your dance. Or what was that other alley-oop? That doll. Oh, fuck off. I can't.
And your man isn't doing that to you?
If I ever dated a guy and he said alley-oop that donk, he's getting shot. Like, I actually don't care.
What if, like, Clav did that to you?
Oh my God. Immediate wedding bells. Like, I don't know what you guys are talking about here. His actual name's apparently Clavicular.
That's his legal name?
Yes. It's time.
Every time I hear his name, all I can think of is clitoris, and I don't know why.
Clitoris?
Yes.
You know what? Yeah. I don't, Clavicular just pisses me off in general. But anyway, without further ado, I'm going to get into the next song. So at number 9, we're getting into it with The Police, with Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic. In 1981, it was a UK number 1 hit. Fun fact, the song's piano riff was recorded before the rest of the instruments, creating that unmistakable pop magic. Take it away, Police. Welcome back. And now we are at our third song at number 8, which is actually early for the evening, which I was shocked specifically because we talked forever. But we're at number 8, and I chose Back to the Old House by the Smiths. At number 8, it takes us into an indie melancholy. The Smiths' Back to the Old House wasn't a chart topper, but it is a fan favorite, reflecting on nostalgia and lost love. I like this song personally, just because of how sad it is, but it also has a little bit of a nice, happy, nostalgic element to it. So without further ado, take it away, The Smiths. So, that brings us to number 7 this evening. This song is something that I like a little bit better, and it's not so thrown in together. So coming in at number 7 is a quiet and reflective gem. Lappy Safri's Canuck Chase from 1975 is all about introspection and calm. A song that endured far beyond the charts. This song, I feel like, by Safri is a... something that isn't talked about enough. I really like it. Honestly, it's not something you would listen to while going to the club, but I like it for late night drives and coffee runs. It's really nice. So without further ado, take it away. Back. So, this now brings us almost halfway for the evening. So at number 6, we have September Rain by, sorry if I mispronounce this name, Makoto Matsushita. So at number 6 is Smooth City Pop from 1982. Matsushita's September Rain captures late night urban streets and that perfect rainy mood. So without further ado, here is September Rain. Hello, back again, and here's Isla.
I'm also back. This time I got questions for you.
She has questions for me, so take it away, Zyla.
So, Ella, what is a minor inconvenience that completely ruins your
day? Oh, we got lots of those. A minor inconvenience that ruins my day?
Ruins your mood, but day
also multiple works. Things. Multiple things that I consider minor inconveniences. Why is my foot getting stuck on the desk? When I see somebody who's an a-hole that is doing well in life on my Instagram feed, like, you know, like a bully from like elementary school, I'm already pissed. Because I woke up, I'm pissed off. And then if I open up my phone to like Instagram first thing in the morning and I see that shit, I'm already pissed. It's ruining the rest of my life, actually. Let me see. What's another minor inconvenience? When I put a fit out on my bed that I want to wear the next morning, doesn't look like how it looks in my head. It looks stupid.
That actually is so real.
That actually pisses me off. Like, there'll be like a fit that I've put together in my head, and I'll be like, oh, it's giving 80s. It's giving, what's that movie with fucking River Phoenix in it? I'm trying to remember. Anyway, whatever. It's giving 80s River Phoenix vibes. And then I put that shit on, and I'm like, it's low-key giving 80s, like, crackhead. Like, it's not giving what I wanted it to look at all.
No, that's like, actually really valid.
And, like, the jeans don't fit right. It's always the jeans. I put them on, I'm like, why are the jeans hugging my ass? And then this sweater's hugging my, like, non-existent pecs. My boobs. Why is it hugging it, bro? Like,
your inflated pecs?
Why is it hugging my inflated pecs? And then on top of it, it'll be, like, the sleeves. Like, you know when the sleeves flood?
Yeah.
And it'll be, like, going to, like, halfway down your, like, forearm. Yeah. It's like, why is it not touching my wrist?
I know.
Is it leaving space for my watch? Like, and so then you have to like put it up like halfway or it'll just look fucking stupid.
Your signature move.
Yeah, because I'm growing out of my clothes. I'm a big kid now. So yes. No, that actually pisses me off so hard. Or the jeans. The jeans, oh my God. When they hug your thighs, hug your ass, are loose on your calves, and then go halfway down your calf. Really pisses me off. Really makes my day.
Jeans are so annoying. Like, why do they shrink and then expand? Why?
Yeah, you put them in the dryer. It's now hugging my crotch like no tomorrow. Then they stretch out, and now I can't wear it without a belt. Like, why am I low riding them now?
You're just getting into the fashion of like showing your ass.
Hell no. Hell no.
My favorite, leggings. So comfortable. I'm wearing them right now.
Leggings are comfy, but you know what leggings I can't, that don't look great on me, but I wear them to the gym? Regular leggings. You know the flared?
Yeah.
I love flared. Regular leggings, why are they hugging every inch of my leg? Like, I feel like it looks dumb, like on me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like when I walk around, I'm like,
no, me too.
Why, like, is it hugging down to my calf?
Right?
Like, I just feel like it doesn't look right. Like, flared looks fine. I just feel like when I wear normal leggings to the gym, I'm like, ooh. And I still wear them because, like, I have, like, so many pairs of Lululemon leggings, but.
Yeah. No, the tight leggings look odd on me, too. I'm just not the biggest fan of that anymore.
Neither am I.
No, bro. We gotta be wearing skin fucking tight jeans with rips all over.
Oh, hell nah. What are we, like, One Direction, bro?
Yes.
Fucking Adam Levine up in here, bro?
Yes, yes.
Oh, hell nah.
And we gotta put the fishnet tights underneath.
Oh, my hell nah. No, and then we pair it with the Kiss face paint, and we go straight Kiss. Or what's the other band that does face paint? AC/DC? Go straight AC/DC in this bitch. That's what I'm saying. Pull up to my lecture with that on, no one would question it. It's philosophy.
Yeah. I can't with the lecture slides you showed me.
Oh, hell no. Don't even piss me. Actually, that's a minor inconvenience that pissed off my day, actually.
That is not a minor inconvenience. That's
major.
Problematic as fuck.
What's another question?
I can't think of anything else right now.
I think I can think of something. What is a haircut that looks good on some people? Men, specifically. Men's haircuts tend to go south pretty quickly. Women just tend to have long hair most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
What is a men's haircut that looks good on only certain people? And I'm not talking about the average, like, buzz cut. Like, what's a haircut that only looks good on some guys, and other guys just like, what the actual hell?
Long hair.
Yes, you are right. Long hair can look fine, but it's like one in a million men that could pull off really long hair.
When I think of long hair, I think of like some French dude with his hair slicked back. Because sometimes, like, they are fine.
Also, I never see men with long hair. It actually pisses me off. Because I again, like I told you, that really fine guy from my hometown, ooh, me and him, I'm already married to him in my mind.
Yes, you
but
are.
But, like, again, I don't see any men at Lore specifically. Never. I've never seen a guy with long hair. And I'm not talking about, like, mid-length hair where it goes, like, their shoulders. No, I'm talking long. Like, going past their shoulders. Blonde hair. Men with blonde hair going past their shoulders, if it's good, that's tasty.
If you're a man with long blonde hair, hit Ella up.
Oh, my God. No! Don't be giving out the deets. I need to stay anonymous. I mean, my name's on here, but, like, how many other Ellas are in the freaking campus? So many. Too many. Too many. But, yeah. No, literally. I don't know. I get pissed off that I don't see more men with long hair. What? Even, like, native guys that have long hair. So tasty,
husband
bro.
Daycare.
Oh, hell no. So if you're here, Red Ducks, husband daycare.
Husband daycare.
That still lives rent-free in my mind.
No, for real. So cringe.
That was not. I did, actually. If you're that guy, you are at the roost, and you're that, what's his name? What is that, a security guard? You are fine, but you didn't
you're
like
weird,
me.
Bro.
But I still think of your Instagram husband daycare comment, like, in the caption, and I still think about that, and it actually lives rent-free in my mind. So thank you so much for
Going
giving me more things.
Back to the hair comment,
mm-hmm.
Bald men too. You either look like an egg or you look hot.
Yeah, literally, men. Sometimes men will have no hair or they lose their hair. And sometimes they look fine as hell.
Called that guy Mr. Clean when she was drunk.
Oh, oh no. Yeah, you either look really good or you look really bad. Like, there's nobody. You know what I think it has to be? You have to be ribbed. Like, if you're a guy and you look like Johnny Sins, bro.
Oh, stop.
Like, that'll look good. Like,
not
if,
The Rock.
Like,
Johnny
if you're,
Sins.
Like, if you're, like, ripped. I love how I brought up a porn star. I can't. But it's true.
You asked me to not be inappropriate and then like, you bring out a porn star's name.
But Johnny Sins does look good. You can't deny that.
I don't even remember what he looks
like. He's bald
like.
And white. Just think about it.
So you, but bald?
Oh. That's actually freaking crazy. Yeah, if I buzzed my hair off, it would look like Caillou. That's not, like, it wouldn't look good. It really wouldn't look good. If I was a man, I buzzed off my hair, it would look worse.
Imagine I buzzed off all my hair.
You could actually pull it off.
Don't be
Dude,
fucking
you have-
lying to me. You're an op. You're going to do what happened to that guy because of his friend on his floor.
Okay, but in all honesty, you wouldn't look bad. Main reason, you have tan skin and black hair. Dude, me? My blonde ass
what
and my pasty ass skin?
What does
it's
that
going to look like my skin just keeps going under my head. It's not even going to look like
Did
I have hair.
Did you forget my face is brown and my scalp is white?
Yeah, but your hair is dark. If you gave yourself a buzz cut, you'd look good. You know what you'd kind of look like if you were a guy with a bald head? I feel like you'd look like that guy from Fast and Furious. What's his name?
Paul Walker?
No. The other one. Dude, not Paul Walker.
The Rock?
No. Oh, the Rock isn't in Fast and Furious.
Oh.
There's that. I don't believe so. Oh, unless brain. You're thinking of one of the other Fast and Furiouses. Maybe he isn't one. The OG. What's his name? Oh, frick. Let me love how I'm like on the computer and I'm like Fast and Furious. Fast and I have to figure this out, actually. Oh, I love how I'm kissing the mic. Nice. Vin Diesel.
Oh, right.
I actually feel you look like Vin Diesel.
Movie,
ah. Wait, hold on. Vin Diesel. Fast and Furious. Yeah, literally. Do you even know what he looks like?
Yes.
Oh my God. Wait. Twins.
No, no.
Like if you were a man, wait.
No, I put them like, oh, fuck off.
If you were a man, yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
Snapchat had this filter that like switched your gender.
Stop.
And I used it, and I straight up looked like my brother, and I've never been more scared in my life.
Wasn't that me that did that to you?
No.
And you went...
Boy, this was before I met you.
But, oh, yeah. But I did do it to you once, and
no,
you
that
went,
was on my friend.
No, I did it to you, and you went, I look like my brother. I remember that. Oh. I remember that. The hell? You can't bamboozle me. And then I did it on myself, and you said, looks the same. Fuck you. You all, but like, what the hell?
I can't
oh
believe
my God.
That's where our friendship started.
I know. And for context, people, it didn't look the same. So I looked like a crackhead. Thank
so
you very much.
Same.
Oh, yo. All it did was make my jawline bigger, in all honesty.
When you use AI to make your headshot.
Oh, yeah, I made a headshot, and I freaking used AI for that. Please, I am using AI. I'm not getting no one to pay for that. I'm not paying for that. The hell?
I could take the picture for you.
Nah, I have a Canon camera, too. I was like, nah, I'm using AI. And I told it to make me look fine. I was like, you go and do everything you can. You go and put your whole ass into that photo.
It made you look gay.
It did make me look like a man. But I said, put your whole D into that photo, and it did it, bro. It would look good as fuck. My LinkedIn photo, you know what? It looks like a man. But I honestly don't even care. Look, it always thinks I'm a guy,
Ella's
though.
Ella's full name is
Ella's
me.
Full name is... No, but in all honesty, like, the only reason why it keeps thinking I'm a dude is because I'm a woman with short hair. I'm a straight woman with short hair.
You're not straight.
F you.
You are not straight.
Yes, I am. Here's the thing. People tend to think I'm gay because I look it,
no,
bro.
Okay. I know too much.
Oh, my God. Okay, here's the thing. When people ask me, am I bisexual? Not really, no. Because anytime a woman's ever come up to me with romantic interest, I'm like, not interested. It's only men. I've only really been interested in men, talked with men, dated, in quotes, men. So I'm not going to say I'm bisexual. I did like one woman in the past, though, I guess. You could, like, slip that in the mix. But in all honesty, it's rare when I do like women. It's rare. So I don't tell people
like
that. Only like clavicular.
Yeah.
If he was a woman. Oh, my God.
Lovely.
I know too much. You sound like we're fucking or something. The
yes,
hell? What the
on
hell?
The
on the DL, people. On the down low. Please, everybody. Get in line.
Get in line.
All these women need to get out my DMs.
Yes. At.
Dude, you can't even find me if you try to look me up online. My Instagram is not even my name. You can't even find me.
I can expose
you. You know how many
you?
People have tried to look me up on Instagram and they've been like, I couldn't find you. Like, they're like, I literally can't find you. Because again, my Instagram is not my name and I only let people follow me whom I know.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Friggin' blowing into the mic. Nice. Well, without further ado, I have to cut the mic for you, Scytha. And oh yeah, you couldn't even talk there. So at number 5 we have Them Changes by Thundercat. It's a modern classic. 2015 Them Changes fuses funk, soul, and jazz into one hypnotic groove. Fun fact, this song was built around the iconic slap bass riff first. Take it away, Thundercat. Well, we're back. So, we're going into... I'm going to stop counting numbers just because we're getting to the end of the evening here, folks. For the next song, I'm deciding to play Badge and Gun by Sunglasses Kid. So, Badge and Gun blends synthwave nostalgia with late-night reflection. Sleek, smooth, and hypnotic. It's a perfect track to set the mood before our top spot. So, without further ado... Here comes Badge and Gun. So, that was Sunglasses Kid. I really like that band, and I like its jazz beats. So, for our next song, it'll be of a similar genre, but very short, as the song's only really a minute long. Lagerfeld 88 Simulator by 18 Karat Affair. And honestly, I don't really know what to say about this track, so I'll let you listeners hear it for yourself. Here's the next one. Take it away, 18 Karat Affair. So that was it for Lagerfeld 88 Simulator. In all honesty, I wish it was longer. It's a very, very short song, but it's a song which doesn't get enough praise. So, Zaida, you're back to the chat.
Hello.
Hello. Hello there.
Do tell, what do you want to tell me?
Well, in all honesty, I don't really have a lot to talk about. Any topics on your mind?
I've been dead ever since I got here.
Oh, yo. Oh, my God.
Are you excited for St. Patty's weekend?
I mean, I am. All I remember last year was it being kind of boring, but then also being fun. It wasn't fun until I got blacked, to be honest.
That's the goal, day drinking. I remember being so drunk at the dining hall.
That was at 11. I don't know. We start drinking at 9 a.m. though. We're not doing that this year.
Oh, hell no.
We'll probably start drinking at 1.
Yeah.
But slowly. I'm probably going to have one drink at 1 and then go crazy at 6.
I'm just going to get crazy, go crazy from the start, because why not? Oh, wait, can you hear that if I do that?
Yeah.
Oh.
You can, but that's normal. See if I tap my mic, you can hear it.
ASMR?
Yes, ASMR.
But yeah, I just question how we took so many shots.
I mean, it's normal for first year, right? Most people tend to go crazy.
You cannot pay me to do that shit anymore.
You literally want to do it this weekend.
Okay.
And nobody's paying you, boo.
I mean, it's once a year.
Dude, everyone's going to be drinking like crazy. Mm. You know, the only thing that's bothering me and Megan had a crash out was, one, what to wear. Because we're going to change halfway through the day. Because we don't want to be wearing our clubbing tops just casually.
Yeah.
But my makeup is what's pissing me off. Because I'm going to wear makeup to the house party, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I'm going to have to redo it before we go to the clubs. And I know I'm going to be drinking. And I'm oh, fuck.
Yeah, you probably have to redo it. I'm probably going to redo it as well.
Because I'm going to put concealer and everything on.
Yeah.
But I'll probably want to take it off and redo it before the clubs. Because it'll be on for 6 hours by then. So yeah. It's going to be you know what? Knowing me, I'm not going to redo it. I'm just going to be lazy. Knowing me. I am not going to redo that shit.
Just wear 10 pounds of setting powder and...
Well, you know what I just thought of? Some girls wear it all day long though, and it looks fine. So it should be fine.
Presumably.
Well, some girls, they put it on bright and early in the morning and they wear it into the night.
Well, we're going to be drunk, and you know how we are when we're drunk.
It'll be fine. In all honesty, the only thing that I'd have to redo is my lipstick, and that's about it. Because here's the thing, makeup's meant to be worn for hours. If you put setting spray, it says 12-hour wear on it. It should be fine.
Yo, what if we actually get blackout drunk?
I'm not going to get blackout, only because it's not safe. So for anyone out there on St. Patrick's Day, please do not get blackout drunk.
Yeah, guys,
because you
careful.
Never know what's going to happen, especially because thousands of people are probably going to be coming down. So please do not get attacked, because people take advantage of that, especially creeps.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I have to let you go now, Zaida, so you have to say goodbye.
Bye.
And it is 11 now, so it is the end of my show. So I hope you guys enjoyed today, and I hope you tune back in on Monday for a full run of the 10 songs. And as I normally say, take it easy.